Thank you all. It's just after 5 o'clock, and this is a council briefing for the benefit of our city council, and it is open to the public to observe. This is a presentation by the city of Jacksonville and their consultants Peters and Yaffe on the proposed city of Jacksonville improvements to Penman Road. So I will turn it over to them to go ahead and start the presentation.
Hi, I'm Mike Dierbaum from the city of Jacksonville. I'm an engineer, the project manager for the Penman Road project. Thank you to Jacksonville Beach for having us out here to present the revised plans for you. We have made a number of changes to these plans since the last time we showed them to you, especially in regards to removing some of the medians that are out there that we've had a number of complaints about. Our design team is Peters and Yaffe. We have Russell Yaffe, Austin Chapman, Dow Peters, and Ben Combs is going to run us through the plans in a little bit here. But for starters, I'll turn it over to Dow to introduce the project to you.
Thanks, Mike. Mayor, Councilman, we're excited about delivering this project. We had some major commitments to try and make everyone happy. We're thinking we're moving closer to that point, but I guess time will tell. This council addressed us moving to 30% plans earlier this spring, and since that moment, we've been discussing and devising a way that we could, as Mike mentioned, eliminate some of the medians. That was a big point of contention with everyone, both from the residents as well as the commercial business owners. So what we did was kind of took a step back, and we looked at some of our traffic data, looked at some of the operational issues that were out there and were present, and we decided to focus mainly on those areas. I think Austin refers to them as the hot spots, but and he's going to take you through those that we've identified. But we also wanted to make sure that we kept the complete streets theme in place, and safety certainly is our major objective for this project, not only for the motorists but for the pedestrians as well as bicyclists. And then, of course, addressing those access management for the medians. With regard to the roundabouts, we did get some comments that there were too many roundabouts. You know, we looked at some of the areas and we did eliminate some, especially one at 12th Avenue that was just going to be problematic with regard to utility coordination and right of way. And that wasn't really an intersection that really needed to be addressed. So we wanted to kind of right size the treatments that we're providing. And then, of course, another topic that we wanted to kind of dive into was also the walking path. Ben and I walked the 5 miles and assured ourselves that we have adequate right-of-way for the shared use path that will be on the east side of the road, that will be tying in with some of the other shared use projects that are coming in and online. Let's see. With regard to the existing sidewalk on the west side of the road, by and large, that sidewalk is in pretty good shape. Our plan is to just address whatever ADA deficiencies there are along that sidewalk, and there are a few, so we'll only be touching those areas that really need to be addressed with regard to ADA. And you'll see here in a minute that our commercial district, which we're referring to as South Coral Way, essentially to North Coral Way, will be largely untouched. There will be some improvements with regards to PEDs for the side shared use path. There'll be some access medians that we want to put in to regulate some of the ingress in some of the parking lot areas. But you'll see that all of those access points, driveways, they will remain as they are today. That was a major issue with our business owners. And we certainly understand that. We heard them and we're making that change. Let's see. And last but not least, right-of-way. We know that there's a lot of concerns with right-of-ways, with right-of-way issues. It was determined that we would move forward with a phasing approach for the project. We have what we're calling our intersection project at 15th Avenue, which is essentially from Coral Way to Coral Way. We were able to put that, design that right away within the existing, we were able to design that roundabout within the existing right of way without any takes. So that will be our design approach, to make sure that we use all the tools in our tool belt to design these facilities without making any impacts to right of way. I am not standing before you suggesting that we are not going to need right-of-way. What I'm saying is that we're going to do all that we can to avoid right-of-way. Some of these things that we just will not be able to move forward with design to meet design criteria without, you know, having at least maybe a temporary TCEs or maybe even smaller corner clips for some of the major intersections. We won't know more about that until we have all of our surveys probably around 20% done for the entire project. Surveyors out there now. It'll be probably a couple months before we have all of that together. So we're still moving and understanding what those concerns look like. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Austin and Ben, who's going to kind of give you a block by block look at our design.
Thank you, Ken. Everybody hear me all right?
Yeah.
It's good?
Yeah.
Okay, again, my name is Ben. I am the lead roadway engineer for Peters and Yaffe. And so what we've done is we've incorporated the commentary on removing the medians throughout the quarter, as Dal mentioned. There are going to be some areas where we are going to have to preserve some medians in the name of safety. My coworker Austin will be walking through that. Before he gets to this first piece, I just want to walk you through the legend. Because of the nature of the length of this roll plot, we're not able to maintain a legend as we pan down the image. Most of the colors are intuitive. You know, the dark gray is going to be asphalt, and you'll see pavement stripes represented in the graphic. When you see the color orange, that's a raised concrete traffic separator. And green will be sod, where you have the roadside will be either ditch or a landscape area. And then you'll see that bottom color is going to be blue. That's intended to represent the walking path. It'll vary in width based on geometric and vertical constraints throughout Penman Road, but it'll vary between 8 feet and 12 feet, depending on what we're able to accommodate. So just basic for a typical section for Penman Road, right now, the existing travel lanes are 12 feet wide with a 12 feet wide two-way turn lane in the middle. As part of our traffic calming initiative, we're intending to restripe the travel lanes to be 11 feet wide. Whenever you narrow those travel lanes, you do kind of create more of a corridor, or, effect where you're kind of a little bit closed in. That in conjunction with raised vertical separators, like traffic separator and medians, and when upcoming to the roundabouts, when you create that kind of corridor effect, it does create some sort of traffic calming. With the roundabouts themselves, their general design speed is 25 miles an hour to navigate around the circle. And also you'll see we have the addition of RRFBs, which are signalized crosswalks. There's an existing one at 15th Avenue now, so I'm sure you might have seen it and you're familiar with it. We're going to have a number of those, over 22 that we're proposing throughout the corridor. So between these, I'm sorry?
22, you said?
Yes, ma'am. Now, that's 22 between Beach Boulevard and Atlantic. So that's not just for the Jacks Beach area, so my apologies. But with all of these elements combined, it will create a traffic calming effect on Penman Road, where the design speed of Penman will go from 45 miles an hour to 35 miles an hour. And so you'll see that shown just as we go through the graphic. Now, Austin will speak to this first access management alteration here in between Beach Boulevard and 2nd Avenue with the raised traffic separator certification.
Hi, I'm Austin Chapman. I'm the traffic engineer on this project. So this is the first median we are proposing. This is as you approach Beach Boulevard. What we have here is a situation where there's queuing many times of the day from Beach Boulevard on Penman Road. And so we are proposing a median across to not allow left turns to enter or exit the car wash, 1st Avenue or 2nd Avenue. So this is proposed as a safety and operational, for safety and operational reasons. Operationally, is particularly problematic for vehicles that want to turn left from Penman Road to one of the side streets. They have to find a gap in oncoming traffic. That gap may occur when the light is green at Beach Boulevard, thereby reducing the efficiency at Beach Boulevard and causing more congestion. And as you might imagine, there's a safety issue as well. When there's queued traffic and you want to turn left from the side street, if there's a queue in front of you, they may leave a gap for you to enter the traffic, but you can't see around the queued vehicles. And so we call those Good Samaritan crashes that occur when vehicles try to come out through queued traffic and can't see the oncoming vehicles. And so there were 6 angle crashes, 2 rear end crashes, and 1 pedestrian crash at First Avenue North that we found. And we also found 2 angle crashes, 2 rear end crashes, 1 left turn crash, and 1 bicycle crash at Second Avenue North within a 5-year period. Thank you. Ben.
So before we move on, so what consideration has been given to those businesses and access to those businesses? Because the car wash has basically been here my whole life, most of it anyways. There's no way I can get into it from the south, like at all.
It's a wider area, but there is a back way through 4th Avenue. It is not convenient, though.
It is not. No, it's not. And so one of the concerns that we have is the sustainability of our businesses.
Yes, sir.
These are...
I just know, personally, when I go to the car wash, which I go to all the time, I try to once come out and almost got T-boned, so I go the back way and come out to... I go the back way and come out to Beach Boulevard. It's just something I personally
do. So if we're going to funnel a lot of traffic out the back way, that street's not designed for that. It's a very narrow street, as you know, since you use it. And it's kind of blind it, not too far up the road. So I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just saying it doesn't solve it. It creates another problem by solving this one. What thought process have we put in?
Well, the other thing is, we still have all those the roundabouts. So they come down and on the next page is the roundabout. If they come up, take a right, they make a roundabout, and they can come back in safely. That was originally when we had all the medians, that's how people were going to make left turns, but we did, we took out most of those medians.
Yeah, there's no meaning coming this way into it. There's no way to
get southbound left.
And then if you turn east on Beach, there's no way to get into it there either, except for crossing a miserable place to cross traffic. I mean, it just doesn't seem like it's fair to those businesses. Fully.
I just want to add that this is the slippery slope as to what is the most important thing that we're trying to do here. Is it safety or is it providing an access to a business that is a little bit less convenient? So that's our challenge as designers and as engineers as to I introed this with, let's look at the problem areas. And let's fix those.
Yeah,
so
I have to represent the city, though.
Understood. I'm representing our business. Right. So, is there an opportunity to get to the beach, going south? And is it inconvenient? Absolutely. We're not suggesting that it isn't. But we're also suggesting that we have a problem area here, and if we don't address that to some level, they're gonna be continued accidents. And that's just something that we're trying to mitigate with this project.
So just to clarify on what Mr. Wagner said, the solution here for someone coming south on Penman, they would either find an alternate route, or we would be suggesting that they use 4th Avenue North to 11th Street or 10th Street or something to that effect.
You could also continue to go south, then east on Beach Boulevard, and make your way back to the car wash.
Yeah, which is really
right.
We're out of the front panel, the flyer there for having people turn around on Beach because you see it all the time.
So right, and we're not over with these issues and this discussion, we'll continue with them, because this is where we're kind of drawing the line and saying, hey guys, there are issues here. Do you not want us to address them? So
I know the meeting that you have over on 2nd Avenue to Beach Boulevard, years ago I was here before I was elected, there was a same kind of design or a little bit on the Ocean Terrace subdivision right before JTB. And if you're on that shopping center, you used to be able to exit on Southwest Park and make left, but there was many accidents first, and then they put the little cones. They were getting tore down, now there's concrete. Mm-hmm. So I remember being here, and a lot of the residents were like, well, you know, it's inconvenient, but I don't know how many times I see car accidents there. On this meeting here, I know it's all the way to 2nd Avenue North. Is this the final concept, or can it be reduced to just 2nd Avenue?
So let me just say that we're in a workshop kind of scenario here, so anything's possible.
Okay.
We're the facilitators, so if it's the will of, you know, the powers to be to tell us to pull that back, that's exactly what we're going to do. So we're here to kind of step you through our approach and what we've done differently from the last concept, and to get feedback that we're getting right now.
Because I live on the south end, and I use that car wash, and usually I go in through Beach Boulevard, come out, and then if I get a detail, then I come out first.
Full detail, right?
Full detail.
Okay, got it.
But if I just go on the outside lane, then I usually exit on Pemmon Road. And since I've been here, two times I've been able to make a left turn to get on Beach, because it's constant.
Yeah. Right.
So I just make the right, go down on first, and then cut through. But, I mean,
this issue occurs all up and down Beach and all up and down Atlantic on both sides approaching it.
Yeah, I wasn't really as worried about people.
Right,
because if it's inconvenient to get into a business, then
no. Understood. Sandy,
it's not exactly that high margin.
Okay, are you done, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
For now.
So just a question, because 2nd Avenue North. Is used a lot for the boat ramp, and so there would be, I know that there's always cars with trailers that are coming off 2nd Avenue North, so is that something that you guys are aware of or have taken into account?
We are aware of that. Do you
want to respond? So we're trying to avoid.
We did hear that that is done, and there seems to be a relatively convenient alternate path down to Beach Boulevard via a signal, and then have a signal to get on to Penman. And I've heard this multiple times.
It would be a lot safer to go that route.
So we're redoing that road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
2nd Ave?
So that's the thought process there, is the safety, you know, especially with a boat making that left turn from 2nd Avenue. If you go out to Beach, you have a light to make a left on the beach, to make a left from Beach on.
Well, and I'm sure the neighbors who live on that street would probably rather the boat traffic go down Beach and then turn onto the other road, I would imagine. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
But again, those are the compromises we're looking at here, that it is a slight inconvenience. We think the safety benefits are worth it.
The slight inconvenience to all the other traffic, you've shunted it onto 1st and 2nd and the other roads for access into those areas. It's kind of the opposite, correct?
Sorry, I'm not completely following the question.
So what you're talking about, that, you know, it's an inconvenience for these people having to go that way, but it reduces the amount of traffic by people going the other direction. But, and I apologize for coming in late, I was working, but when I listened to this discussion, then the people coming out of some of these other businesses are going to have to turn and either be shunted on the 1st or 2nd coming out of there, or possibly like people coming out of Beach Star Wash and other areas. So when we talked about up the road, you said 4th North. If you're coming down, you want to go this way instead of coming down and making a turn on Beach, we push more traffic into the other residential neighborhoods. That's the way it's going to sound.
Yes, there is some traffic. The traffic that comes from Penman Road south has the option of taking 4th, and I'm sorry, I don't recall the north-south, I think it's 10th and 11th, or they can come to Beach Boulevard, take a left, and U-turn on Beach Boulevard.
Ready, Ben?
So, as you can see, as we get past Second Avenue, you do convert back to the two-way turn lane, where we do have open access all the way up until 4th Avenue North. And so this is kind of a general representation of the roundabouts that we are proposing throughout Penman. It will meet all criteria related to a roundabout, where you have a raised splitter island, and those splitter islands have a channelizing effect where it kind of brings you out of alignment as you approach and provides a traffic calming effect. Whenever you have these smaller side streets like 4th Avenue North, the existing pavement there isn't wide enough just to accommodate a raised median. Instead of proposing a raised median and doing widening and affecting surrounding property owners, we are proposing flush splitters where it would just be marked out through striping. And we believe that the speed on the side streets would be low enough where we would be able to maintain safety without adversely affecting all the surrounding property owners. So you'll see this along Penman. We will have raised splitter islands, but on the side streets to avoid widening, and especially this particular resident, his driveway is in such close proximity to the intersection without impacting his driveway. If we're able to provide a flush separator, then we will be able to accommodate this roundabout and really minimize right-of-way impacts. Again, as Dal spoke, roundabouts, they do take up more real estate than a conventional two-way stop intersection. So there may be the necessity for corner clips, but it's not our goal to maximize those. It's our goal to minimize. As he spoke to a roundabout that we'll see later on the 15th, we were able to actually design the roundabout without any right-of-way taking whatsoever. And that would be our goal here as well. These crosswalks that you see crossing Penman, these are the RRFB signalized crosswalks that we spoke to. Just an example of what we're proposing. We have two examples that are already built. One's in front of Dina Beach at A1A and Sadler Road. And so you have a flashing beacon here with a pedestrian with a button that the pedestrian would push to actuate it. It would signal to the cars that the pedestrian has a right of way, and there's a pedestrian refuge in the middle. So the pedestrian's able to do a two-stage crossing and get to the other side. And so this is kind of the spirit of what we're proposing at all of these roundabouts as they cross Penman. Of course, on the side streets, we wouldn't have these same type of signals, given the context of those roads and the limited amount of real estate for us that are out on there. And so this is the spirit of all the roundabouts that we are proposing along Penman. As you keep going north, we'll see that we do fluctuate between two and three.
Just the rationale for two versus one. I mean, I don't have an opinion one way, but I'm just curious on
those two crosswalks.
Yeah.
Two RFBs, one in the splitter island or not.
There's one on either side of the
northern. That's just a standard design.
Is it? Yeah. Does having more than one negatively impact traffic, or is it the same as just having one?
I don't think it would negatively impact unless you have two people crossing both sides of the roundabout at the same time.
People aren't going to walk. If there's only one on one side, they're not going to walk. Even if there's not much, they're not going to walk the other side to cross. So just.
Yeah, and this signal on this side is for the benefit of this driver coming west on 4th Avenue North and making that turn. This signal wouldn't stop them. So you need to signalize both sides to control traffic from all directions.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So as we approach 15th Street, this is our next median alteration. Again, we're proposing a two-stage pedestrian crossing with an RRFB. This example we have, this is also in front of Dina Beach. So while there's an absence of a roundabout here, there is still a two-stage signalized crossing for a pedestrian with a refuge in the middle. And so this is to provide connectivity
between both sides of Pinman for beachgoers, students that are walking to school, and anyone else walking along the roadside of Pinman. One thing that of note here is whenever we're able to accommodate a two-stage crossing, providing this zigzag effect, this forces the pedestrian to physically look or face towards oncoming traffic rather than just being perpendicular. You know, students that are on their phone, not paying attention, hopefully with their face a little bit, they'll catch an oncoming car in the peripherals. And we believe that this is a much better accommodation for pedestrian crossings when we can provide that. We do have a median alteration at 15th Street. Austin, if you want to walk me through that.
Yes, thank you, Ben. This median is proposed to provide that pedestrian refuge that Ben talked about. And there have also been two angle crashes and one bicycle crash at this location in the five-year period.
Thanks. So we are proposing the closure of 15th Street North here, and there's this wide intersection kind of in the back. So we'll still have full access at 6th Avenue North to make all turning directions. And we're all maintaining a dedicated left turn lane going into 6th Avenue North. So all residents back here will have maintained full access.
You got a question?
Quick question. Just for clarification, when you say a bicycle crash, that's with a vehicle, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not just a...
Correct.
So this is 8th Street. And so this is the second roundabout that we'll be proposing along with a two-stage crossing for pedestrians on either side of Pinman. We are aware that there is a shared use path project being designed by another firm to connect, I think, 3rd Street all the way to Pinman through all these side streets. We're doing our best to coordinate with that firm to make sure there's connectivity between all of these widened paths on both projects. So as we go north on 8th Street, our next median alteration is 9th Avenue North. There was a comment from the public to maintain connectivity. There's a park on the west side of Pinman that people love to walk to. So we do have a two-stage crossing there to provide connectivity there. Austin, do you want to speak to closure here?
Yes, this median is proposed to mitigate crashes. There have been two angle crashes and one bicycle crash at this location in the five-year period. And Ben, can you walk through, I think there was a question about what the movements would be allowed here as well?
Sure. So again, this is a traffic separator. There will be a raised concrete buffer where whenever you're wanting to make a left turn on 9th Avenue North, you would be committed once you enter into the left turn lane. And so you would have to make that left turn movement. This separator is to close the daylight between any traffic going east on 9th Avenue North. They would not be able to make a left-hand turn to go north onto Pinman. If they wanted to accomplish that movement, they could utilize the roads in the neighborhoods, or they could travel south to 8th Street and use the roundabout there to make a U-turn maneuver.
And then, of course, on the other side, they can't go left.
And
in or out.
9th Avenue North would also not be able to turn left. And so they would need to go north to the next available roundabout to make a U-turn movement there.
Is it close?
Unfortunately, there's not enough room on the right-of-way to allow U-turns at the medians. So it's either going to be utilizing the roundabouts or turning in to the side streets to make that left-turn movement.
What's the height of that separator?
It'll be about 6 inches. About the same height as a standard curb.
So I'm just going to throw this out there, but I would suspect that some people would, because they want to get around that, would just go past that little green and do a U-turn and then come back around. So have you, I mean,
well, we've heard the comment about adding some new U-turn signs for sure.
Right.
But like, if you're, I mean, that's where I come out. Yeah. And I put the way in a pair to get across Pinman to take a left. So I agree with this, especially because of the street that that it goes all the way across. There's always someone in front of you. I just go down the block to 8th. So yeah, I don't just say that intersection, I just go down the block. So there's plenty of other ways to go around.
I'm just saying the people that pass me in that middle lane are the same people that are going to do what I just said.
Are you going to have the room to do that, though?
It's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, it would be extremely difficult.
You'd have to turn from the outside lane to the outside lane. Couldn't do it from the two-way turn lane. Unless you have a really tiny car or whatever.
So the thought process of having the barrier in the road there is purely because of the crosswalk, right? It's to make make it more thoughtful because approaching the crosswalk.
Crosswalk and crashes. A crash history.
That's a raised concrete traffic separator. So going west from 9th, you won't be able to cross that separator.
We could also move the mayor.
I just go down the line.
So I would say the main reason there is the safety. The crash history, we're not allowing those conflicting left turns, make you have to turn right. Since we have that median there, we're using that to put it across.
But like, to even get a stop sign, you have to have 5 crashes in 5 years, right? So this is a lot more than a lot.
To get a traffic light for a stop sign.
A traffic signal.
A signal to get a stop sign. Because that's what we, when I asked for the stop sign at 6 and 7, that you had asked for previously.
Maybe an always stop, but not so a stop.
The city may have their own standards.
Okay. So I'm just curious that, it seems I don't know if it's a lot or a little.
I just will say this, that I have families that have spoken to me that live on the other side that will be very happy to have that safe way to get across Pimm Road right there. So I like that. Thank you very much.
Sandy, in fact, that was an idea. I don't know if Ben mentioned it, but that came from one of the current cars that we got from the workshop. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, as you can see, we switched back to a two-way turn lane. I've done my best. So again, we don't have survey. All I had to make this concept is an aerial exhibit. I did my best to trace in all the driveways. If I missed your personal driveway, I'm very sorry. But all driveways will have full access on Pinman. And so that's generally the design intent. So as you approach 11th Avenue North and beyond, we are maintaining full access. All dedicated left turn lanes will be maintained. So you only have that two-way turn lane where it exists today. And so you can see as we've kind of sprinkled in these two-stage pedestrian crossings, we've done it as frequently as possible. This does two things. Again, it accomplishes kind of like that different in context of feel as you're driving down the road where you have recurring pedestrian signals, provides a traffic calming effect. It also encourages people to obey crosswalks. The more crosswalks you have, the more likely people are to obey them and not jaywalk and cross at places where drivers are expecting them. And so we really try to accommodate these crosswalks as frequently as possible, wherever it was possible, where it doesn't also create access issues or adverse access issues for a driveway.
I would have thought there'd been more accidents there.
Someone mentioned a few minutes ago if you're coming west on 9th Avenue North and want to go to Beach, if you don't go to 8th Avenue North and use the roundabout, you could go north to the next available roundabout. Where's that roundabout going to be here? 15th?
Right here, at 15th. Yes, sir. So 15th Avenue is the roundabout that Dow mentioned earlier. This is the one that we're currently in full design. We do have survey for, and so we are submitting to the city this coming month for our first design review. You'll notice that the shared use path starts to take a kind of more curvilinear presentation here. That's because we have survey, and we're able to, the reason why it does that kind of meandering effect is we're avoiding things like underground utilities and concrete poles and other types of sensitive issues like that. And so while the shared use path or the walking trail is generally straight, That's because it's just a concept and we don't have survey to be able to really fine tune where it's going to go. Here at 15th, you can see exactly what we're proposing at this very moment. So here at the Sinatis driveway, we're maintaining the walking trail. They have a big C of a driveway. We're going to be channelizing it and providing pedestrian walkway through that. We're going to maintain their circulation within their parking lot, as we've shown with these arrows. The Circle Just Shop will have their driveway maintained. And then here, as we get to the 15th Avenue, one of the legs of the roundabout will service the Strings Restaurant that's currently under construction. And construction will also include modifying 15th Avenue North. It's currently a three-lane section. We can bring it down to two. So there is on-street parking along Pinman Road. All of that, because of the geometry of the roundabout, all that will be eliminated. The on-street parking that we're able to maintain on 15th, you'll see here that there will be two spots by the Circle Shop and three spots by the Circle K. The Circle K gas station currently has three driveways, two points of access on Pinman Road, and one on 15th. Due to the geometry of the roundabout, one driveway will be closed, closest to the intersection. However, both of the other driveways will be fully maintained. The refueling tanks are down here in this lower corner, and so refueling trucks are still able to maintain circulation within the driveway. There shouldn't be any adverse impacts to the function of the driveway itself, other than losing this driveway down here. And so this is kind of like the full representation of what's happening right now in design, as it's going to be reviewed through the city.
Just a question on that. I think you described it as a C median there in front of the Sinatis. That's not intended to be driven across, is that correct?
Correct. Okay. This will be raised, it'll have curbing all the way around it, and so the pedestrian will actually be 6 inches above the roadway pavement. So this is their ingress driveway, and that's their egress. That's currently how it's striped now, because they have like a one-way circulation here on the back side of the parking lot, and so we're maintaining that. It's just we're eliminating the sea of asphalt here. It's kind of unregulated pavement where there's a lot of conflict points that could result. And so for a pedestrian to walk across this driveway, this provides a little bit more of a confidence for that person crossing that driveway where they know that at least they're a little bit more visible to motorists.
I just have a question for clarification on all the greenery and the blue and stuff. That's all city right of way, correct? There's no.
That's right.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes.
And since a lot of that has a ditch, are we to assume ditches to facilitate this filled and there's pipe now?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
While you're on ditches, what about, I mean, I just assumed that the shared use path would be on the west side of Pendon because of the sidewalk that's already there, but there's a lot of ditches on that side. What are those? Mm-hmm.
So we're, notwithstanding this immediate area, that survey that I mentioned earlier, we're still in the process of getting that. And okay. We have our sub on board to address the proposed drainage. So okay. It's a little premature to talk about drainage outside of this area.
The intention would be for those to go away?
Well, hydraulically, it works. Yeah, that would be the intention, but we're going to have some areas where Ben had mentioned that a lot of Jack's Beach is kind of just salt cut. It's some of it's high, some of it's low, so it's hard to kind of really get drenched or properly. But we hope to have some.
So we're lumpy.
Now we're in the name calling.
Pendon Road is fairly flat and low. The drainage is going to be a challenge until we get the survey really dig into it.
Yeah.
So we don't have too good of an idea.
I worked in Florida my entire career doing drainage design, and Pendon is extra flat compared to the rest of the state. The survey that we have just for this area, the pipes. The previous design engineer, the pipes go up and down. Just because there's no detention pond anywhere between Beach Boulevard and Intracoastal. And then Intracoastal is your only real outfall. And then if you were to have a pipe at a uniform grade sloping down toward Intracoastal, it would be super deep compared to upstream all the way here at 15th. And so the pipes had to go up and down just to maintain some sort of type of conveyance. So, there's Survey is going to reveal a lot of what we can and can't do with drainage and what we can provide and not provide. There are areas where we're able to improve the drainage, and when we can, we will.
So there are still some areas that flood or come very close to flooding, and if we're going to we're going to add elevated areas here, concrete, could we theoretically make it worse in some people's areas? I mean, we're adding in concrete, we're adding in this larger area. I see a lot more here. And if you're saying that we can't address the drainage, we're unsure, that's concerning. Because, I mean, this is a generational project. Mm-hmm. And I've been riding the same road that we're riding now to go to Hannah Park since I was 15 years old. And I've ridden it when it's almost flooded. And the concern is if we do all this and don't address some of that drainage. I understand the problem that the topography is not helpful.
So if we conveyed the idea that we're not addressing the drainage, let me tell you that we will be addressing the drainage. Right now, the process is for us to get our survey. We have no idea what the inverts or pipes are, where the drainage basins are. We can't, make a conclusion until we have that information. We do have that information for the immediate intersection here, Corway to Corway, if you will. But outside of that, we do not. We're waiting for that information. Let me also add that we had a meeting last week and with Dennis and his group at Public Works, and we understand that there's other infrastructure improvement projects that need to be done. There's a couple of water lines and some upgrades, so we're going to be working with them to make sure that we address those while we're here, utility coordination, if you will. And then also getting their input as to what's going on. They know more about the beaches area than we do and perhaps ourselves. So we're going to bring them into the conversation to make sure that that no stone's unturned and that we address whatever historical issues there are. But we can't get into that until we have our survey and understand.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but to address your question there, a requirement for any project like this is you can't make it worse. So we'll have to have some amount of stormwater work involved to treat and handle any additional pavement.
Right. We wouldn't get permitted if we didn't.
Right. We can't make it worse. So at the very least, it'll be how it is now. Hopefully significantly better, but we won't make it worse.
Do you want to add anything to that, Ben?
No.
Okay.
Just speaking of what Mike said, we would not make it worse. If we saw that we were adversely impacting outside the right-of-way, then we would find other alternatives to make sure that ditches can convey, at least maintain what they're currently they have capacity for.
So I live off of Pinwood, and I can say that what I see with flooding is because the ditches get clogged, and then that leads to the flooding. So the ditches are not always helping us.
Yeah. And that's my kind of, like, if there's a way to put in, whatever the term is for engineer, for pipes or whatever it is, drainage engineer, but I mean, I'm assuming that there's something else that we can do better than that swale area that's through there right now. I think that's where the big problem comes in.
It's certainly something we're going to look at, but we don't have any answers on it.
Well, as long as it's on the radar.
Absolutely. All right, so as we leave 15th, there is a crosswalk right now, just north of 18th Avenue. However, it goes right into this person's driveway. It's not ADA compliant, and we're going to relocate that crosswalk just north of 18th to a spot where we're not encroaching on anybody's driveway or personal residence. We do feel like this is close enough where any school children they would obey this as long as there's a school crossing guard. But we're not relocating it to a spot where hopefully children wouldn't ignore it.
Is there signage that's going to say there's a crosswalk over here for the first in the beginning that people don't know where it is? I mean, it's not that far away, but mm-hmm. maybe there's something, hey, crosswalk.
Yep, we just did some
look over there.
Yep.
Because little kids are
yeah.
We just did a similar project in Nassau County where we had to add those signs. So yes, familiar with that. And there's also advanced signing for this. This is the signing at the RFP, but there's advanced signing too. That says
right. Yeah. This isn't purely representative, but this is the signs that will be standing out there. It's fairly large and noticeable.
And I'm sorry, the median of land that's just south of that, that's blocked off, right? So we can't turn left and right off our business driveway. We have a solid median now.
Which one?
I'd just like to remind the audience we're not taking comments or any further questions from the audience at this point. This is just a presentation to council. And
so let me go ahead and address that. Ben, can you take us back to Coral Way South? So again, I mentioned this, and I want to reemphasize this. So I challenged the design team to make sure that each and every driveway that exists today within Coral Way to Coral Way is maintained. And that's exactly what we did here. So if, and I'm going to echo what Ben said, if we misrepresented anything here, it's because of lack of survey, but I think we dialed in. If you look at each of the driveways, all of the access has been maintained to the north and to the south, whether that's Sinatis, whether that's the Montessori School, whether that's Strings, whether that's the CPA business just north of Strings. So again, I asked the public to give us your input on what you think is deficient, what you like, what you don't like. And we actually read those cards. We really did. So what we're trying to do is preserve all of those movements for these businesses. I think we nailed it. So I think the question was something about, are we going to have to? No, you're not. Because from Coral Way to Coral Way, nothing has changed.
And I just want to say, I really appreciate that it's very clear that you guys listened and read the comment cards. Right. And this is a dramatically different proposal. Because I think we were all a little taken aback. No, that's not even the right word. But right. It was a big, big, dramatic change. So I appreciate that you guys have listened and have really, it's clear, you've walked the road, you've seen it, you've listened to the business owners. So I want to say that I for one, appreciate
absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
The understanding of the road.
Okay, so as we get north of 15th and north of 18th, we approach those two intersections that are close together, Arden and C8. And so here, right now, there are two signalized intersections. They're very close together. They cause congestion because they're not, because just the proximity of where they are at. And so here, we're proposing removing those signals, putting in what this would be called a dog bone roundabout. And so, just by the shape of it. But here, again, no widening on Arden Way whatsoever or Seagate in order to provide like these flush channelizations. But then, as you kind of navigate this will provide a lot better circulation for school traffic that's exiting both for high schoolers and school buses. It's this continuous flow of intersection. Right now, under this concept, there would be no signal between Seagate Avenue and Beach Boulevard. And it would all be channelized through roundabouts and using narrow travel lanes. And so, a lot would need to be revealed through survey of the real estate required to construct these types of roundabouts. More likely than not, these two roundabouts will require corner clips for a roadway to accommodate all of this. But again, we'll do everything in our power to make sure that we minimize that. But you can see that we have pedestrian connectivity throughout all legs of the roundabouts, all the way north of Seagate, and then going north towards Atlantic.
You see the Arden Way sign there, and then you move to the left, and it looks like somebody's driveway that goes right into
bottom left side of the down section. Left,
right here. Their car, and the driveway, and that just kind of stops.
So this is actually a loop driveway. They have connectivity down here to Arden Way.
So do they lose the other side?
Yes, sir.
I didn't see the other part. That's okay. It just looked like one driveway.
There is, it's like a shell or rock driveway that comes right here. It's hard to see with the spray
guide. Yeah, now that you pointed out, I can see it. I couldn't see it before.
And again, we'll probably have to have a little corner clip to work with that property owner and need some right away from them that we can work with them as far as if we need to pave that driveway or how we end up coming to an agreement.
So I was trying to find it on Google Maps and to look at it. There's two entrances to that house, one on the Penman Road side and then one on Arden Way side. So according to this concept, the Penman Road entrance to that house would be closed off. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yep.
Has you guys contacted Norm yet? Or
we will have to at some point, yes. I don't know that we have.
Now, how much of, well, obviously that city right away, but is it encroaching into his property where? Or is this?
Again, without the survey, we're not really sure.
Okay, yeah. So.
But we're thinking we're going to have to encroach on that property.
Yes.
Yes, there probably will be some impact step.
Hey Ben, can you scroll back towards Coral Way? What's the purpose of that green median?
Caught that, good question.
So we wanted to provide, you know, the more medians that provide channelization, it provides more traffic calming and lowering the design speed of the roads. So we tried to put in medians as frequently as we could. The reason why this one exists is because it doesn't adversely affect any access to any property owners. It is in close proximity to Arden Way and to 18th, so we didn't feel it was needed to add another crosswalk there. But this is another opportunity to do landscaping or provide some sort of vertical.
We also try to keep them close together enough so nobody can use the center lane to pass. We've had some complaints about that. If we keep them close enough together, you don't have enough space to go flying down that road.
And it was also requested by the city traffic engineer, so.
So with that brings us to the end of our presentation.
Actually, I have just a couple closing remarks, perhaps it'll come up, so hopefully I can get in front of it. So next steps, of course, I mentioned completing a survey. That will launch our subs to start the design process for drainage. We'll be coordinating with Public Works, some of the utility conflicts and improvements that are needed for Penman Road. So we are now designating the phase one project is the project from Coral Way, essentially at 15th Avenue. And so I think, Ben, you had mentioned that we're about 60% done with those plans, and we'll be submitting soon to the city, both cities, for comment, and then hopefully a 10-set submittal in October. The thought process was there that we didn't quite align with Strings in their build-out, so we didn't want to impact them during their opening, which I believe aspirationally was supposed to be football season. So hopefully we'll be done with our plans in Q1 and perhaps roll right into construction if that's the way that the city wants to proceed with that. So the phase two project is essentially everything outside of that. We had this phased approach that we may add another phase, but we thought that, you know, kind of piecemealing improvements along Penman might be better than just having the whole thing torn up at once. So so we'll continue with the 30% design plans. Hopefully here in a few months we'll be wrapping things up. We'll have a better idea about potential right-of-way. We'll have a better idea about some of the drainage issues that, you know, that that'll be out there once we understand a survey. And then we hope to come back and meet with, you know, the powers to be and to have a better idea of what these corner clips look like, what are the impacts with some of the improvements that we have, and to kind of get a feel for where you guys and how you want to move forward with 60% or even beyond. I'll close by saying we do intend on putting some outreach programs out there, website, with our latest plans, with all some supporting documentation and some other information that's been requested by the public. We're not quite there yet. We wanted to make sure everyone saw that before we put that out there. But that'll be forthcoming as well. So, and that'll also give the public another avenue to communicate with us and with the city. And again, we'll be listening and helping to move to a better project for everyone. And with that, I guess I'll open it up for questions. There are none. Perfect.
So I'll just comment. I agree with the mayor that this is a big departure from what we saw initially, which I was not in support of at all. I still have some concerns, just a few permitted concerns here. But I think this certainly prevents some of the forcing additional traffic into neighborhoods and stuff like that that the medians were going to cause. A number of crosswalks to accommodate bicycles or pedestrians. I think with just some slight tweaking, I think this was a big move forward in eliminating those medians. And I'm still a little skeptical on the roundabouts, but we'll, I'm not a traffic engineer here, so.
What about emergency vehicles?
I'll add it. What about emergency vehicles?
So, let's talk about emergency vehicles. By and large, the corridor hasn't changed. 100%. Let's just say there's a fire, God forbid, at anywhere in this corridor. I think I'm not a fireman, but I would think if there's a house on fire on Penman Road, they're going to block the road, and they're going to attend to the fire.
I think the question was that.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm assuming that like a full ladder truck can make a circle around.
Absolutely.
Yes. My house, you have to turn around now and come back. So you're telling me to save my life or save my home, he's going to make it huge to get to my house at 19 Denman Road.
So in regard to your question, we have taken a look at access for the larger size vehicles, even the WB 53. WB50 is our design vehicle.
Which is what?
Which is essentially 18-wheeler. And so those templates have been incorporated down our alignment to allow for their movements. There was a request from, I believe it was Neptune Beach. They have a public works facility down Florida. We made sure that their vehicles also are accommodated around that roundabout. So there was a legitimate concern about emergency vehicles, trash trucks, delivery vehicles down Penman in our first concept. Take that on. So that's another reason why we decided that, hey, look, we really need to take on a different approach so that these vehicles can maneuver wherever they are along Penman Road.
And I will say this. I have a lot of firemen friends. Downtown Jacksonville had Main Street, huge section that's huge median, and there were a lot of frustration on their side because that's one of the things I saw here initially with the massive median down there is what people are fearful of was that the inaccessibility for emergency vehicles, whether it be police, fire, ambulance.
Right.
I do know, first off, as long as you can get a large fire engine around the roundabouts, I also know that in an emergency, and I've heard somebody in the background say they're concerned about, I know that in an emergency, the fire department, the police, they'll drive on the opposite side of the road.
Of course.
If they're going to get to your house, they're going to get to it as fast as they can. We have really low response times in Jacksonville Beach because of our wonderful police and fire. And I think the fact that we have all of these medians makes me feel much more comfortable.
Right.
We have the open medians and not a solid block median and the accessibility. And I will echo what everybody else said.
But
some of the input that you got.
Yeah, I think that was a hard deal breaker for me.
And the idea is with the medians we've pulled out, the road's basically going to function in 90%+ of that road, just how it is today.
And it does. And that's what's going to get us. Because you will have people still parking in the middle of the road to do their deliveries for whatever. You'll still have, it's not going to. You can't make everybody happy in this, I will say that one of the things you mentioned is that you're going to get some more community information out, and that's where you'll start to get the buy-in and start to get people to understand what the product you're presenting. We had an issue here recently in Jackson Beach where we as a city presented the solution to the citizens and now said, where's the problem? And everybody went, wait a minute, and they were very unhappy. So we learned from that. And I know if you guys can just continue to spread the information,
And I'll just add also that we're just maybe 40% within 30, our 30% scope. So this is not a done deal. I mean, we're still, we want to bring them in the conversation, and if they can bless it and tell us how they're going to maneuver, it'd be a great thing for us to feel comfortable with that. But we certainly want to bring more stakeholders into this to really refine it and to make it.
And just for my own understanding, say we had had multiple more meetings, we finally, this was whatever that is, we've come to this agreement, we said, this is what we want, let's go. What is the time frame we would be looking at?
I knew I was going to get that question. So let me just say that there's a lot of things that we have to deal with that will affect that timeline. So We cut it off here at Seagate, so we still have Neptune Beach to deal with, and Neptune Beach perhaps may be on a different schedule than Jack's Beach, but we want to get the buy-off from all the stakeholders. So I think that is a bit of a question mark there. And then also, we need to come back to this body to say, hey, can we move forward? And are you guys happy?
I guess, maybe let me rephrase that. Conceptually, if you got buy-in from everybody in this whole section, end to end, each to planning, you got the blessing. We said, we're happy with what you've given us. What is the construction time on this project? Is it 5 years, 10 years?
So let's talk about designs, because we need to get through that. We also need to get through whatever right-of-way will be needed, whether that's a temporary construction easement or right-of-way. It's all important. That could be 2 years. Maybe we fast track it. It could be a year and a half. Then we can now go to construction. Construction, probably a couple of years.
So if I remember some of the previous public meetings, we had the boards up with a rough schedule, and we put dates on those. But I think we were estimating 2 years for design, 2 years for construction.
Right. Okay, that's what was more physical construction.
And again, so this was a couple of years ago, and we had dates on them, and we haven't even gotten to the start point yet.
Right.
I just was thinking about physical construction. I'm wondering, is this going to be 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? If you're saying 2 to 3.
Yeah, aggressively, we could have things wrapped up in 2 years. But again, there's other factors that we are not in control of right now that we hope to overcome, and so we can proceed with design. So I think Sandy had her hand up the longest.
I want to weigh in and thank you guys for all the work. You've obviously put a lot of time into it, and this is, as everyone said, a very, very different design than what we've seen. But what I want to say that I really like, which has always been important to me, is the pedestrian and bicycle aspect of it, because right now Penland is not safe for pedestrians or bicycles, and my hope is that this will be, and that's, if that's what we get out of it, then I will consider that a success. But I want to propose or ask my fellow council members, because this is so drastically different, what do you think about having another community meeting so that, the community can come? I mean, we've got a few people here, but I think we need an opportunity for the community to be able to see.
So if I can jump in there, we are planning to have another public meeting here sooner rather than later.
Okay.
We are planning to do something similar to this, a workshop for council for Neptune Beach. We haven't been able to get on their calendar yet, get anything scheduled. We were thinking we were going to wait for the public meeting until after we did this with Neptune Beach.
I'm guessing that's going to be after November.
Yes.
Well, could you do a public meeting for Jack's Beach like you did this council meeting, for the council briefing, or
we wanted
to do just one big community?
That was our intent, was to do one for everybody. If that's something you would really like, we can.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a perfect idea. I think I agree with my colleague here. I think, you know, obviously this is a complete 180 from the original concept, which I was against. And I've always been, I have a love and hate relationship with medians and roundabouts, especially roundabouts in Florida. There are many people that don't know how to use them. And so, my fellow councilman here, Greg, roundabouts, just a little skeptical, but we'll see what happens. Now, I do think another, so they can ask questions, and you guys give them the answers that you guys can give them. I do appreciate the medians not blocking the businesses in some of the houses. I think everyone here that lives in Jacks Beach or Neptune Atlantic frequent a lot of those businesses. I use the cleaners, the Trinity Samadis. The plumbing company that I use is right next behind to the cleaners. Copy Graphics and Penman Diner. Obviously, I live on the south end, so I have more of a, you know, the old concept, easy for me, but for people who live on the north end or on the west end, it would have been more complicated. So having those driveways open and to the homes as well, I think it's better. So thank you guys, appreciate it.
So I appreciate this, and I did not actually sit through the first one, so all of this was new to me. So it seems to be a heck of an improvement based on what everybody's sharing. I would like, as you guys go back and think about it, and I've been sitting here trying to think about it, and I'm not one of you guys, and I don't wake up and do what you do every day. I'm guessing you guys don't know about healthcare technology.
Write that down.
but I still kind of struggle with that Beach Boulevard. And I'm going to bring up another thing to think about while you're kind of visiting that. There's a business on Second Avenue called Beaches. It's an assisted living facility.
Beach House.
And my father-in-law lived there for a while. And one of the problems that this is going to solve, and so that to me it's that I really appreciate it, is there was no sidewalk on the side of the road. So my 90-year-old father-in-law periodically would fall in that ditch trying to get to Dunkin' Donuts, sneaking out of there. So this will eliminate that, and I think that's great. So I appreciate that. It also drives the same concern I had before, which is with the median and the driving the traffic out of First Avenue to head south, with that fragile group of folks that may now actually be able to utilize this. And so I don't know if there's any answer there, but I just wanted to share that with you, something for us to think about and consider. There's a way just to, even if it's signage, to ensure that there's some, you know, a little bit more safety for that population.
Right.
There's a lot of, mobile disabilities, you know, a lot of cognitive disabilities and that type of thing.
Sure.
I think it does open up the world for them, so I think that's fabulous because they can't go the other way.
Right.
So, to piggyback on Mr. John, Google Maps, I need visualization to help me understand better. So, I'm looking at the assisted living facility. Next to it is the park, Penman Park. And there is no sidewalk.
There's not.
No sidewalk.
He would sneak out because he wasn't allowed to. Maybe we could put
one in. Yeah, so I'm not sure exactly where you're talking. I was this is a City of Jacksonville project. We can do stuff on Penman Road.
This is where I'm going. So if you go on Penman Road on 2nd Avenue North, in that corner there's a park.
Yeah.
But obviously on the concept, you guys are going to be adding a sidewalk, which I think it's a plus, because right now it's just huge. A ditch. And for his father-in-law.
So right up above where it says prop.
In between 2nd and 4th.
So that big white building above the prop meeting next to the assisted living.
Okay. I think the sidewalk's going to be great. It's going to open up the world for them. I just worry that now that there's going to be a traffic pattern there of folks that are going to be a little bit more fragile, not as agile, and a lot more wheel traffic because of the in and out of the car.
Car wash.
Yep. So Ordon's going to come to me at some point.
Looks like you drew up something here for ways in and out. Does this have to do with the car wash there? Is there something interesting to
do? Awesome.
I guess they don't like the plan.
These are the alternate paths for all the businesses, or the, you know, to get the second, first, on either side, or the car wash. I'd hate to go through each one of those lines, but coming southbound, you'd follow the magenta.
You don't need to do that for me.
Thank you.
I mean, born and raised.
There's a reason we didn't present this. I stumbled all over trying.
That wasn't the point I was making.
Yeah.
So there was a positive there.
Yeah.
But there was also something for us to think about.
I did not realize the building was there, the assisted living facility. So thank you.
And the point I was going to make to what he was saying, the point is, and what Ms. Sandy said on the pedestrian crosswalk to go into Pines Park, or Tall Pines Park, the Penman Road site, or the project on the sidewalk, it would give accessibility to the surrounding community, as is to the Fresh Market, you guys have on Penman Road?
Green Market.
The Green Market on Penman Park. So I think it's a plus. I don't know what my colleagues think, but as it stands right now, Penman, where the park is, it's not really accessible to people with disabilities. I mean, I know I can. I have to run through and jump through the ditch, but someone like his father-in-law or someone with disability needs, right now, it's not really.
All the sidewalk and all the multi-use path and all the crossings will be 100% ADA accessible.
Appreciate it.
Well, you know, we have that nonprofit Foot Spirit,
yes,
at Penman Park, yeah, that is for disabled. Right? So that's perfect too.
Yeah. One thing we didn't mention: all the crossings were across the median. We made the medians and the pedestrian crossings at least 10 feet wide, because we heard a lot of people have bikes with little trailers on them and carrying surfboards and whatnot. We don't want that sticking out into the street, so we made sure that there was at least a 10-foot buffer for the bikes and trailers, because we heard that as a problem as well.
So overall, council thinks they're going in the right direction?
Yeah.
And so it sounds like the next step is to, at some point in the near future, coordinate a community workshop, which will likely involve both communities, Jack's Beach and FD Beach.
Yes.
Mike, is it and I don't know if this is an appropriate question, but we get a lot of feedback through our portal. I'm assuming we're going to get feedback from this as well, probably from these fine folks. Are we allowed to share that?
If you want to talk about where the plans can be viewed.
So, yeah, so we and Mike and I were just.
Oh, yeah,
well,
the feedback we receive.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
That, yeah.
Okay.
You had a slide with email addresses.
Oh, yeah.
Take out your phones.
And your card. Austin, that's the Austin card.
Yes, absolutely. Anything you guys get, you're more than welcome.
You guys should go to Kurt Spencer and the City Council portion. Any other final questions from council? With that, the briefing is officially closed. Thank you, Peters and Yaffe and City of Jackson for coming. Please, can I appreciate it?
Thank you.
Did you miss a day of work?